Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Cure for Dreaming by Cat Winters, narrated by Jennifer Ikeda. The author begins this book with a quote from Dracula by Bram Stoker, first published in 1897. She was looking thin and pale and weak, but her eyes were pure. And now, The Cure for Dreaming.
A quote from Bram Stoker's Dracula, 1897. She was looking thin and pale and weak, but her eyes were pure. Chapter 1. A Charmed Individual. Portland, Oregon, October 31st, 1900. The Metropolitan Theater simmered with the heat of more than 1,000 bodies packed together in red velvet chairs. My nose itched from the lingering scent of cigarette smoke wafting off the gentlemen's coats. A burning odor that added to the sensation that we were all seated inside a beautiful oven waiting to be broiled. Even the cloud of warring perfumes hanging over the audience smelled overcooked, like toast gone crisp and black. Up in a box seat to my left sat Judge Ackland's son, Percy, in an ebony suit and a 3-inch collar that made him look far older than his 17 years. The electric lamplight shining down on his head coaxed a rich redness to the surface of his auburn hair, which made me think of Father's favorite saying about my mother's strawberry curls. Red hair is a symptom of dangerous, fiery passions. Percy shifted toward the orchestra seats, and I could